Minute one of Lit 101 at 200 words per minute now. We've all caught ourselves doing mindless things like locking ourselves out of the car or throwing dirty socks into the garbage or saying excuse me to a store mannequin. A friend tells a story of three generations of mindlessness. One day a young woman was about to cook a roast, and before putting it in the pot, she cut off a small slice. When asked why, she said because her mother had always done the same thing. Her curiosity aroused, the young woman phoned her mother to ask why she always cut off the slice before cooking the roast. "Because that's the way my mother did it," the mother replied. Finally, the young woman asked her grandmother why. Without hesitating, her grandmother replied, "Because that's the only way it would fit in my pot." The consequence of operating on automatic pilot ranged from trivial to catastrophic. The examples that follow demonstrate how we sometimes cut off our common sense when we treat information as though it were true, regardless of the circumstances, and how, by keeping our wits about us, we can stay open to life's possibilities. Number one, look for more than one solution. An experiment was conducted to see how people responded to problems. An actor stood on a busy sidewalk and told passers-by she had sprained her knee and needed an ACE bandage from the nearby drugstore. The pharmacist had agreed earlier to say that she was out of ACE bandages. After being told this, very few people out of the 25 that were stopped thought to ask if the pharmacist could recommend some other kind of bandage. How'd that go? Pretty good, I'll bet.